So tomorrow, even if, let's say, you're dubbing for anything, it's not that you the clients are always looking for a mimicry artist. So for example, if you're tomorrow trying to dub for Allu Arjun, you're not going to dub for him. You're going to dub for like a Hindi version of it. So you just try to match the timings. When his lips are moving, the dialogue should come in, right? So don't try to mimic Allu Arjun. Just try to say, for example, if he's saying, my name is Pushpa. So when he says, my name is Pushpa, your voice should match with his length. My name is Pushpa, the timing. Or you can't go like, my name is Pushpa. By that time, his lips are shut. So then I got this feeling that, okay, this is not about mimicking. It's all about timing, right? So that was another good learning that I got from there. And then when I started reading the storybooks and everything, when they started doing it. So over there, then again, they told me that now when it's in storybook, try different voices. So a mouse voice will always be squeaky, but the elephant has to be humongous, right? So try to increase a diaphragm and more like it's, I am elephant. And when it's mouse, I'm a mouse, right? So try to get into the character, understand what the feeling is, and then try to say it. Otherwise, whatever is going on in the story and your voice, if doesn't match the emotions of it, then it's lost, right? Then again, there are different, what I learned is different emotions, right? For example, when it's storybook, there has to be emotions. When it's a monologue or just a script, it just has to be straightforward. If it's in, let's say, an IVR clip like we have on the telephones, right? You don't need emotions over there. You just need it like a blank face and just say the dialogues, okay? Because the person over there is not looking for emotions over there. They are just like, please call, please dial number 9 for this, please dial number 1 for this. So don't make it emotional over there. So what the course really taught me is how